Welcome to this Brighttown.com exclusive laboratory testing report on water filters. And for this test, we have used ICP-MS, which is mass spectrometry, to test the ability of all these water filters to remove cesium. Why? Well, because cesium-137 is a very deadly radioisotope with a 29-year half-life. And in case of nuclear fallout, which seems increasingly likely with each passing day, unfortunately, you don't want to drink water that has had cesium fallout contaminating it. So what we did in our lab, and as you know, I'm the lab director of the Consumer Wellness Center Labs. It's our own laboratory. We have now, I think, 6 mass spec instruments running, and we have 2 ICP-MS instruments that we use for food testing. So we test for lead, cadmium, mercury, arsenic, and also nutritive elements such as magnesium and zinc and so on. But we can also test for cesium. So we created a non-radioactive cesium solution with dissociated cesium cations in water. And we ran that solution through all of these filters that you see here, all these filters. And these are all the names that you know. It's Culligan and Crystal Drop and Zero and Big Berkey and Brita and a bunch of others, Alexa Pure, a bunch of different filters. We'll go through some of the list here. And we compared the results of the filtration to the original, shall we say, contaminated sample or standard that we created. Now, the standard we created was 78 parts per million, roughly. We'll say 78.6 parts per million, let's say. I have the numbers in ppb, but that was the average of the control sample. So from 78 parts per million, roughly, how much cesium was removed by each of these water filters? That's what you're going to find out here today. Again, exclusive to Brighttown.com and our food science lab here at the Health Ranger store. So here's what we found out that was rather shocking to me. The first shocking thing is that the vast majority of these filters did not remove as much as I would like, which is 99%. I want to see a water filter remove at least 99% of cesium to know that it's going to function effectively in a cesium fallout situation. The vast majority of these filters failed to remove 99%. Many of them removed only, the least effective was a 17% reduction. Others removed 25% or 26%, which, again, to me, that's not enough. And some of these filters were even advertised as being anti-radiation filters, but they did not do a good job in our testing. However, there were, 6 water filters that did extraordinarily well, removing over 99%. And what's fascinating to me is that the least effective of those 6 removed 99.98%. And the most effective removed, there were 2 of them that removed 100%. And one of those water filters is no longer available, by the way. I don't know what happened to the company, but we still have the filter. We tested it, removes 100%. And yet you can't buy that filter any longer, sadly. A couple of notes before I get into the exact numbers here, and we're going to show you each of these filters. Just let me have a couple of disclaimers and notes, okay? So number one, we did 1 test per filter. So 1 test should only be considered a snapshot. It is not an exhaustive test of every filter that company's ever made. You should just use this as a starting point. If a filter removes close to 100% in our tests, that's a pretty good indicator, but it is not absolute proof that it's going to function that way all the time. At the same time, if a filter did poorly in our tests, understand that that's, again, a snapshot. Other filters from the same brand or the same company might perform better. Who knows? But there's a caveat with this. I have been engaged in conversations with many water filter companies. And some of them, I'm not going to name names, it's not the point, but some of them, they only provide testing results for the media that they're using in their filter. and they don't actually provide testing results for the filter unit as a whole. In other words, a filter has to function as an entire unit. The water has to pass through the media without leaks, right? So there's a structure of how the filter fits into the container, the filter element. There's a structure of sometimes O-rings and different, you know, lids and different rubber rings and so on, that those have to work well also so that water doesn't bypass the filter. So for a company to give you test results to say, oh, this filter media worked really well. Look at this media is NSF certified. This media passed all these tests, but they don't have actual test results for the filter as a whole. I'm sorry, that's just not good enough. You need to test the filter as a whole, which is what we did in these tests. So we tested these filters being used in real world usage. And I think that's the most high integrity way to test this. Another thing I want you to know is that our mass spec laboratory is ISO accredited for heavy metals testing. So we are ISO 17025 accredited, which means we are audited and we are inspected annually. In addition, we have to pass what are called PTs or proficiency tests, where we are sent blind samples and we have to identify within a margin of accuracy the concentration of the elements in those samples. We pass all those tests with flying colors. So let there be no question that the numbers we're giving you here today are accurate from what our tests actually experienced. Again, I can't say that every unit of every brand that comes off the assembly line is going to function in exactly the same way, but I can assure you that our tests are very, very accurate. And I can say that even from a legal standpoint, because any evidence from our lab can be used in any courtroom that's recognized by the Western world all over the world. It's that good, okay? That's what it means to be ISO accredited. So you can trust these numbers. A couple other notes. In terms of a disclaimer, there is one water filter on this list that I believe our store carries. So I want to be clear as a disclaimer to disclose any potential conflicts of interest. I will tell you that the fact that I think we carry this water filter. In fact, I probably should have checked, but I know we've carried it in the past. The fact that we have carried or do carry this one particular water filter in no way alters our laboratory tests. In fact, the technicians in our lab that ran these tests, because I didn't run these myself, we have, you know, multiple technicians to run multiple instruments, they are not aware of anything about these brands, which ones are for sale, where, or any other financial involvement with any other brands. But there's only one brand that I'm aware of that we have carried in the past. Secondly, there is another brand that we were unable to test successfully. And I want to just say that brand is Alexa Pure, which I believe that brand has been promoted by Alex Jones and InfoWars. And my belief is that that brand is a quality brand. I just want to say we were unable to test it because we could not get water throughput through the filter, which it might be our fault because that unit has sat around for a long time and it's not a new unit. And so I would like to extend the offer to Alexa Pure. If you will send us a unit, we will rerun this test on a new Alexa Pure unit, and we will share those results. But for the numbers that I'm about to reveal to you today, we do not have Alexa Pure numbers, and that is no fault of Alexa Pure. And I don't know why the filter was clogged or whatever, it didn't come through. I talked to my tech, and she had treated all the filters the same way and tried to run water through them, but just couldn't get any water to come through Alexa Pure. I don't know if it was a previous sample that went through and maybe clogged up the filter. I'm really not sure, but anyway, we'll rerun that and share that with you in the future. And again, I apologize to Alexa Pure, no fault of theirs. Everything else, we were able to get water through, and so we do have results. So with that stated, let me walk you through the six filters that actually performed at a better than 99% reduction of cesium. And let me add too, by the way, you know, cesium, again, just to be clear, those of you from the Department of Energy and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and so on, I did not handle radioactive cesium-137, okay, just to be clear. We tested the stable isotope of cesium that you can get over the counter, you know, cesium carbonate, whatever, you dissociate it in water and you end up with cesium cations, and you can test that. And that's what we did. So I'm not handling radioactive material, just to be clear. You don't have to send out your, you know, your radiation cleanup teams or anything. There's no radiation above background in any of these water filters, just to be clear. Okay. With that stated, it's not my first rodeo with the table of elements, just saying. Okay. With that stated, the least effective of the six filters that removed over 99% of the cesium, according to our ICP-MS testing, the least effective is called the crystal drop water filter. And it is one of these. Can you show that one? Where is it? All right. Yeah, it's one of these gravity filters. I think it's the one on the left, what you're seeing right now. It's a gravity filter there. So you pour water in the top, it drips through, and then you have filtered water. So crystal drop, I don't recall what the tests were when we tested for lead reduction, but I seem to think that crystal drop also did well in lead reduction. I'd have to go back and check that. But it's doing 99.98% reduction of cesium, which is pretty amazing. Okay, the next water filter is called the Zen water filter, which is over here on the right side of my desk. Can you get a closer shot of that? Okay, the Zen filter, which has a really unique shape, and it's, you know, it's kind of squarish, and it's got this multi-element transparent filter. You can't really see it that well through the camera. Oh, you can kind of see it. It's got different layers of different media in there. And then it's got something else. I don't have it quite set up correctly here because we kind of hurriedly reset it up here after we use it at the lab. But it's a unique approach to water filtration, and it's very effective at removing. In fact, I think it removed nearly 100% of lead also. But the Zen stone filter or Zen water filter removed also 99.98%. And that's good to know if you have one of those filters. And I think they're fairly widely available. Okay. Okay, the next water filter that performed very well with a 99.99% reduction of cesium. Oh, and I should mention, wait, let me back up. So the crystal drop water filter that I mentioned before went from, what was it, 78,000 plus parts per billion down to just 13.8 parts per billion. Okay, so we're talking about removing virtually all the cesium. Not quite, but almost all of it. And the Zen water filter that we just talked about got it down to only 12 parts per billion. So reducing 78,000 plus parts per billion down to 12, that's considerable. Okay, the next filter is the Big Berkey water filter, which is this tall one here. And that is the one that I know we've sold that before, I think as an affiliate of Berkey. And it's a very popular water filter. A lot of people sell the Berkey water filter. We do have this equipped with the add-on filters, which are I think they're positioned as removing fluoride and arsenic. So it has all the filters in it that you can add to it. That filter removed 99.99% of the cesium, got it down from 78,000 plus parts per billion down to 7.1 essentially parts per billion. Okay, so almost 100% removal. The next one, which is the big surprise of the day, can you show this? It's a brand I've never heard of. It's called the Skyhan Alkaline Filter Water Pitcher. Do you have that? Yeah, you see that there? Skyhan, and it starts with an H for some reason. So it's kind of like Huskyhan. I'm not even sure what that word means and where that comes from. So I bought this online. As you can see, we bought dozens of water filters, you know, from different sources. I think I bought this one on Amazon. The Skyhan Alkaline Filter Water Pitcher, as it's known, has reduced the cesium from 78,000 plus parts per billion down to 6.8 parts per billion. So that is also a 99.99% reduction. All right. So that water filter, believe it or not, is only $35. Whereas the Big Berkey over here, I think, is several hundred dollars. And the Zen water filter, I think, is also several hundred dollars. So it's interesting to note that if you're looking for something that is, let's say, smaller, a lower cost, more portable, maybe something to put in your car, if you're living in an area that might get nuked by Russia as we go into World War III, you know, you live anywhere on the East Coast, God forbid, something happens, you want to have an anti-radiation water filter with you, this Skyhan water filter pitcher in our test removed 99.99%. Now, here's something interesting. The filter media size, though, the actual size of the filter cartridge itself, is of course smaller in the Skyhan unit than in, let's say, the Big Berkey unit or in the Zen unit or what have you. And what that means, typically, scientifically, is that it will not process as many total gallons of water because, of course, the capacity, the filtration capacity of the media is directly proportional to the total mass of the media. So in a smaller water pitcher, you're not going to be able to filter as many gallons. And, you know, it depends on the quality of your water and lots of different variables. But overall, you should keep in mind that smaller filtration systems, I mean, think about these like sports bottle filters. They're not going to filter that much. Some of them may be limited to, I don't know, 100 gallons or something, or 50 gallons. Just depends on the brand and the filter and what you're filtering. Whereas like the Berkey filter or the Crystal Drop may be able to handle many thousands of gallons, or even in some cases, depending on the conditions, potentially tens of thousands of gallons. So that's something to keep in mind. All right, the next two filters filtered out 100% of the cesium. And by 100%, let me be clear, they reduced, it rounds to 100%, okay? So they reduced 78,000 plus parts per billion down to, in the first case here, 2.5 parts per billion. So that's 100.00, you know, I mean, it rounds to 100.00%, just to be clear. Yes, there are still 2.5 atoms of cesium out of every billion, but that's real close to zero. So we call that 100% filtration. The first one that achieved that is called the AquaPail. And it's this odd looking filter over here with, it's the red and blue. It's two pails. One sits on top of the other, the red and the blue lid. Yeah, that's it. Now that AquaPail, I tried to find if it's even available and I don't think it is. If I'm wrong about that, I apologize, but I could not find that this is for sale any longer. I do recall that the AquaPail, which seems to have a very large media for filtration, the AquaPail also did very well in terms of removing lead when we did lead testing before. So it's kind of a shame if this is no longer available, and because it was so effective. It's also a very rugged format. So, I mean, what a great kind of format to put in the trunk of your car, right? It's not fragile. It's not easily dented like a lot of these stainless steel filters. And the Zen filter over here has, I don't know, plexiglass type of plastic that, you know, if you bang it around too much, it could crack or break or whatever. But these AquaPail buckets, they seem to be like a polyethylene material that is very, very rugged and would survive a lot of, you know, abuse out in the field, let's say. So I wish the AquaPail existed. If it does exist, this is something that we would want to sell, by the way. We would want to help bring this to more people. So if anybody out there knows that there's, if the AquaPail company still exists, your pail is working great, and please contact us. We'd like to carry your product after we've tested it. It's pretty amazing. But as far as I know, again, it's not available. Now, that brings us to the last water filter that has also achieved a 100% removal rating, or I should say rounded to 100%, it reduced 78,000 plus parts per billion down to 2.2 parts per billion, which is, that's a lot of reduction. And that water filter is, it's very interesting to me that this is a water filter brand that is very honestly advertised, where you know, over my years and over all the testing, I've seen a lot of water filters that are dishonestly advertised, dishonest claims, you know, nonsense claims, whatever. But this brand I'm going to tell you about, which I do not carry, we do not sell this, we don't have any financial relationship with them. This brand, in the testing that we have done, appears to be remarkably honest and accurate in their claims. And it's not a very costly brand. And it's called Zero Water. We actually have a couple of them here. Zero Water filters, yeah, there's a kind of a rectangular one there, and then next to it is a pitcher. So the Zero Water filter, it's interesting that it actually ships with a TDS tester. You can't really see it, but it's on top of one of the lids there. And a TDS tester is really, yeah, they're kind of zooming in. It's a great tool for this because it tells you when your filter has stopped working. So the Zero Water filter is almost achieving what we would call laboratory deionization. In my lab, for example, we have water deionizers that they achieve high levels of water filtration to the point where water is no longer even conductive. And in fact, we use a measure of the insulative properties of water in order to rate how pure it is. And we use water that is 18 mega ohms in terms of its resistance. So water can be a resistor. No electricity will pass through it at 18 mega ohms, or virtually no electricity will pass through it, let's say, because there are no more ions in the water. Well, Zero Water is, in terms of a consumer product, is the closest thing that I've ever found to laboratory deionization. It's not, it doesn't achieve 18 mega ohms of resistance, just to be clear. It's not that good, because that's a multi-thousand dollar unit that we use with very expensive, large cartridges. You know, the cartridges are like this tall in the lab, and there's four of them, and it takes time for the deionization to take place, and you know, that's a whole different setup. But the Zero Water filter is the closest thing to that in a off-the-shelf consumer product, okay? And we also, I remember that Zero Water also removed nearly 100% of lead when we did lead testing on these same water filters. So Zero Water is also removing cesium, which again, has a very high utility given that we're possibly facing nuclear fallout, nuclear war, you know, nuclear terrorism, false flag events, you name it. You know, how about dirty bombs, you know, radioactive explosive vests? Don't you want to know what's going to take out the cesium? So here we go. Zero Water filters. I'm not sure exactly where you can buy those. I know you can buy them online, but I don't know about retail. I don't know if they're carried at, you know, Walmart or wherever. I'm not sure. You'll have to figure that out for yourself. But the Zero Water filter is also very portable, kind of like the Skyhan, the Skyhan brand with the funny name. Both of those are portable. I think the Zero Water filter is a little more pricey, but just remember that the pitcher size filtration media is also rather small, and so it's not going to filter out as many total gallons of water compared to these larger units like the Berkey or the Zen or the, you know, Alexa or whatever. So in summary then, the six filters that performed at over 99% removal, in fact, 99.98% or better, were the Crystal Drop water filter, the Zen filter, the Big Berkey, the Skyhan water pitcher, the AquaPail, and the Zero Water filter. Those are the six that did the best in our test. And I'm not going to go through and name all the other brands that didn't do that well, because, you know, these six are the best scorers in this category. So here's my recommendation. For travel, I mean, you should have a bug out bag in your car. You should have preparedness gear in your car. And by the way, don't forget to watch my other website, prepwithmike.com, to give you more preparedness videos. You can just type it in your browser, prepwithmike.com, and you'll see all my videos about survival techniques and all kinds of things. Even how to organize your AR-15 magazines with color codes. There's a lot of fun stuff there. How to make your own emergency fire starting devices, you know, for warmth when the power grid goes down, things like that. For portability in your vehicle, I would choose either the Zero water filter or the Skyhand filter. Now, by the way, I did not test the camping pump filters. So perhaps I should do that next. There are a lot of pump filters from various companies like, what's it called? Like I don't know how you pronounce it, Katadyn or however they're pronounced. There's that, and there's also REI and a bunch of brands that have pump filters. I did not test those for this, and maybe we should do that next. But in terms of gravity-based filters or the squeeze water bottles, I would choose the Zero or the Skyhand for your vehicle. For home use, I would choose one of the larger capacity gravity filters, such as the Berkey or the Zen or the, the Crystal Drop. And then again, we will attempt to test the Alexa Pure if we can get another unit from that company and see how that does. But the larger units are better, obviously, for more people in your household, and they also may have higher throughput depending on, the filtration media. And so if you want something that can just stay in your home and serve as a base unit, if you're planning on hunkering down, or maybe there's a lockdown, maybe there's an act of war and everybody's ordered off the streets, who knows, martial law, curfew, whatever, you want to have a unit that's got good throughput and good longevity for your home. That's going to be found in the larger units. But for portability in your vehicle, the smaller units are good. Or if you have a strict budget limitation and you can't afford a unit that costs hundreds of dollars, then you could start with something on the lower cost end, like the Skyhand unit or the Zero water unit, and those would have some capacity for you. All right, so that's my summary of what we found. And we're going to continue to do more lab testing of other interesting things, especially things related to your preparedness and survival. And I appreciate you sharing this and taking interest in this. If you want to share this video, feel free to just give us credit back at brighteon.com. And I'll be writing this up at naturalnews.com as well. And understand that this technology that we applied to this is what we apply to everything that we sell at our store, which is how we fund our lab. So healthrangerstore.com is where you can go if you want to get laboratory tested clean food products. We have clean herbs, supplements. We have storable food supplies, for example, our Ranger bucket here. Organic, emergency storable food. This is in stock now. It's laboratory tested. And we test for more than heavy metals. We also test for glyphosate, and we test for E. coli and salmonella. We do a lot of additional testing. So if you want to help support us, just shop at healthrangerstore.com. And with your support, since we have this laboratory, we are, of course, applying this lab to test a lot of other things and then sharing that information freely with you to help you get prepared. And I hope you find value in this. I most definitely enjoy doing this kind of research and sharing it with you. I'm always fascinated. I'm always surprised by the results, actually. It never goes exactly the way that I thought. I could have made assumptions about which ones would work better. I never would have guessed the Skyhand unit would actually perform the way it did, but that's why we use instruments, because the instruments tell us the truth regardless of our opinions or our preconceived notions. Because hey, this is real science here. This is we're counting the atoms of cesium and seeing how many are remaining in the water. And the instrument doesn't lie, it tells you what it sees. And so we're just sharing that with you. So I thank you for your support. I thank you for your interest, and we'll have more for you here on brighteon.com and from naturalnews.com in the weeks and months ahead. A lot more interesting testing coming up. Thanks for watching today. I'm Mike Adams, also the founder of brighteon.com. Get prepared, folks. War is right around the corner, sadly. Get ready. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.